my fashion lovelies. Welcome to The Color of Fashion, a podcast where I discuss unique fashion perspectives. My name, Michelle Washington, and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a fashion industry professional to dig deep into the complex issues. Thank you for joining me. Well, as soon as you hear my voice, you know it's time to talk fashion, baby, fashion. And I'm standing on the corner of I woke up like this and flex girl flags. And since I'm an international podcaster now, I like to say hello, hola, bonjour, konnichiwa, guten tag, and ni hao, fam. Let's get into it. You've heard me discuss why we wear clothes in an earlier podcast, which is protection, modesty, adornment, and status. But how about why we buy clothes? Now that I have your attention, let's discuss the psychology of fashion consumption. In order to peel back the layers, we need to briefly visit consumer behavior. How consumers make decisions relating to their needs, wants, and desires. What consumers think and how they feel. What influences consumers' choices. How the consumer's environment feeds into their influenced buying behavior. People, events, media, all influencing the consumer behavior. What consumption activities contribute to the spending behavior in overcoming pain points, specific problems the consumer may experience along their customer journey, such as convenience, pricing, and ease of the buying experience. So, here is the big question. Is fashion tied into your mind and behavior? I'm talking about the conscious and the subconscious, including feelings and thoughts. Clothing is tactile. Clothing is visceral. It's no wonder why clothing is tied into our psyche. Clothing is our second skin, and not being confident or comfortable in our skin restrains our cognitive thought. Well, Michelle, what is cognitive? Well, the dictionary defines it as the mental action or process of acquiring knowledge and understanding through thought, experiences, and the senses, thinking, reasoning, or remembering. All of this can be restrained just by our clothing. Understanding consumer behavior falls into factors that are psychological, social, cultural, personal, and economic. What influences us to buy the things we buy? Why do we still buy the viral vegan leather motorcycle jacket? Why do we keep finding ourselves placing orders for random things social media strategically shows us on our feed? We may want to believe that our values determine our purchasing decisions. They aren't the only factors at play. Our psyche is influenced internally and externally. Internal factors such as likes, dislikes, attitude, personality, etc. And let's not forget our external factors, friends, family, culture, economy, etc., etc. With all those factors, we do need to think about retail. And due to the persuasive tactics of retailers from store layouts, lighting, music, scent, limited edition collections to last chance to buy kind of marketing and loyalty programs, retailers are very well versed in persuasive psychological tactics that encourage us to buy things we often don't need. So, why do we buy? We buy to express ourselves. If we come across an item which is similar, symbolic meaning to the ones that we identify ourselves with, we're drawn to it because they act as a form of self-expression. We also buy to belong. We often find ourselves in this area of purchase when buying the latest trend. So buying what is trendy helps us to become a part of our cultural zeitgeist, giving us a sense of belonging that only encourages us to buy more. We also buy to cover our insecurities, which is why we are more likely to use shopping as a distraction from our insecurities. We also buy to feel good. Shopping is cathartic. It acts as a break from all the things that leaves us tired and feeling stressed. And it has been argued that our levels of dopamine, a chemical released in the brain that makes you feel good, dopamine increases at the thought of going shopping. The happy feeling we get when buying something isn't related to the actual thing we're buying, but to the act of shopping itself. In the end, our human motivation of fashion consumption isn't derived from a need to buy, but a need to feel whole, a need to feel complete, a need to become the most that one can be, better known as self-actualization. Today's interesting fact, fashion plays a part in conspicuous consumption, which is the act of displaying ostentatious wealth to gain status and reputation in society. The theory was first discussed by American economist and sociologist Thorstein Veblen in his book, The Theory of the Leisure Class, in 1899. Don't believe me? Look it up. Mother has spoken. As always, I'm here to bring you all of the ooh, all of the ah, and all of the things. Yes, all of the things. Thank you for tuning in. Want more fashion style gems? Just visit my website, stylistmichellewashington.com, and also register for my monthly online masterclass, Owning Your Style. Like this podcast? Please subscribe and share. Until next time, a smile is always in style. Keep it fashionable.